This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Last night ended up at one of my favorite bars in New Orleans, a little dive bar called Chart Room. Enjoyed that. I'm going to confess, though, all my various employers, although Odyssey allows me to expense nothing, I have no idea how they get away with this. Chart Room only takes cash, which really does a number on the expense account game. You're listening to B-Mitch and Finley. We are live Media Row. New Orleans, Louisiana, in advance of Eagles, Chiefs. A lot to be excited about this weekend. Really got to just credit Jaden Daniels and the player and the person he is and the family he has. And honestly, even his representation, like his management team, like they just do it right. I was blown away, B. This kid won two awards last night and talked, did his podium, did a scrum. He did one-on-ones with me, Chick. And then again with me and Mitch for Monumental. It's pretty damn impressive, man.
Yeah. I mean, some people have it, some people don't, and they wonder why they don't get it.
I have a question for you as we talk about the quarterback. I don't think you can say it yet. But if they win this weekend, if the Chiefs win this weekend.
Yeah.
Do Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid move ahead of Belichick and Brady?
They jump a lot closer. I think you would have to win a few more to begin to be there, but it would have been four in basically 7 years for him when Brady won seven in 21 years. So you start to think about it, and if he were to win one more, you know, in the next year or so, 2 years, hell, you damn sure have to start discussing it.
I mean, if he wins this week.
I say 4-7 because he didn't start the first year.
If he wins.
The first year he was.
Yeah, it was the Alex Smith show.
But since he's become the guy, he's been in the AFC Championship game every year.
Does it change, though, B? Nobody's ever three-peated.
No, it doesn't change. It's just you got to realize also what Tom did. Being a guy who was drafted in the sixth round, you know, that I think that elevates Tom a little bit because you look at, like, we give first rounders so much. What do we always say? If you draft a guy in the first round, draft him in the top 10, he's supposed to be good. That dude was drafted in the sixth round. And I think Tom's work ethic and his determination not to be ever, outdone. Grew him into what he is. Pat has a natural thing.
You know how I gave Donnie a hard time when he was in studio with us last week or two weeks ago? I might have to give AD a hard time. You know how hard it is for me and B to focus, let alone you?
No. Don't put me with you. Don't put me with you. How hard it is for you. You can't focus on one thing.
Ooh.
No, now
I can focus
food.
On that.
Now you got food.
I can focus on that. Denton Day is with us. Den's a young man. I'm old. Brian's younger than me. There is a... We live in a microwave society, and there's an unfortunate rush to judgment and a recency bias, undoubtedly. And everybody wants to validate everything on social media immediately. Den's a young man. Who's your greatest of all time?
It's still Tom Brady. My question for you guys was going to be, if you're having that conversation, do you think he's already surpassed? If you're talking Reed and Mahomes, that they've surpassed Montana and Walsh. Because I think three-peating for them definitively puts those two ahead of Montana and Walsh. Because right now it's Brady.
I think you never saw Montana and Walsh. For you to say that, that matter of fact.
See, he's looking at
I don't think you ever saw Montana.
But I think what Denton is doing, like most people this day, the number.
So see, I look at the you number. Put him above Brady and Belichick before Montana and Walsh?
I'm not putting anybody anywhere yet.
Because that to me, that's what felt like the question was. So because I have Brady 1, Montana 2, Mahomes 3. In like the all-time, okay. I have him above Peyton Manning.
I just think if you win four.
I love Peyton. He's definitely ahead.
If you win four and you would have been in 5 in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than winning 7 in 21 years.
I think the three-peat, you know what I'm saying? That's never right. happened. Some old dude last night was yelling at me about the Packers pre-Super Bowl era. Shout out to the Packers pre-Super Bowl era. I'm sure that was
incredible. That doesn't even feel like a real thing.
I think there were 8 teams in the league. Like right. I just don't know. That said, I wonder if we – and this is a unique spot for you – I wonder if we don't give Andy Reid enough credit.
Oh, no, I give him credit all the time.
I know you do. Yeah. I'm saying at the royal we.
But what it is, what people, like I always say, people come to see the players, not the coaches or the damn, or the owners. But it's somebody behind the scene cooking up all this stuff, and Andy Reid is that guy. You give him 2 weeks, you got a problem. You know, but he and Pat, they now – seem to think just like each other. And that's the overall thing you look for. Now, when you look at that, most head coaches have an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. Andy has had offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators, but Andy,
come and go.
Andy still gets the credit for making all that stuff work. And he had just traded for Alex and went out there and moved up and drafted Pat. Pat played one game his first year. He threw for 300 yards plus. The next year, Pat was the starter, and Alex was gone.
It is I don't know how it all stacks up, and I think the need to rank and all that is a little – they're all great, right? I think yeah. Mahomes has – like the PFT, like the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks, Mahomes is on it.
He is.
See, for
so,
sure.
So, like, I like using these car analogies. So, if I go out there and I buy a Ferrari.
You're the only one that can use
that's
this
Pat
analogy.
Mahomes. But all of a sudden you got this Volkswagen come up, Tom Brady. But the Volkswagen, well, I'm not going to use Pat just yet. Somebody else bought a Vet, and you bought a Tom come in. And that Volkswagen kept beating that damn Vet over and over again. And now now you go Pat. Pat comes in. He's a Ferrari.
Did you watch the?
He's supposed to win some stuff, don't he?
Did you watch the original Fast and the Furious, the first one?
Some of it.
That means no. Some of it, before you fell asleep.
Oh yeah.
There's I don't know what the guy's name. Malcolm in the Middle, the little kid.
Freddie Muniz.
Yeah, in that movie. He has this souped-up Volkswagen, and that might be Brady. The Volkswagen was fast as hell.
Yeah.
What would be your Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks? For me, I'm going Brady, Montana, Pat, maybe Elway. Maybe Elway. People sleep on John Elway.
They do. They really. I was about to say that final spot.
John Elway went to
Manning
5 Super Bowls.
Yeah, I know he did. I did.
He got his ass kicked by the Redskins in one of them.
Didn't win on them until he got that running game.
Sure.
That's a lot.
What's yours? Maybe I'm sleeping on Terry Bradshaw.
Tom is there.
Maybe I'm sleeping on
Tom is there. Joe's there. Pat's there.
Staubach. I don't know.
And
then I'm going to
Peyton. Peyton was obviously awesome.
You got to throw Peyton in there, bro. Peyton was around a long time, bro.
Ahead of Elway?
I am, because I think Elway's success came once Shanahan rolled in with the running game for him.
How do you reconcile Dan Marino's career?
I was just like, Marino won none, but, dude, I don't know a better pure passer ever.
Doug, Marino's
– he threw for 5,000 yards back when it was
in 83.
It was run first back then.
We got to go get him on here, see what his Mount Rushmore is.
Is he here?
Yeah, he's walking around.
Yeah, good. You book him, I'll give you $100 cash. I was never a Marino guy. People are Marino guys.
The dude.
That season is so unbelievable. And the quick release.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But what that proves to you is a great quarterback without stuff around him is not much. Now, their offense was electrifying. They couldn't stop people.
Electrifying.
So you get. Like, a lot of times people are talking about how the quarterback makes everybody around him better. I have to believe when you got the right pieces around you, it makes you better too. So, and we naturally give the quarterback all the credit. But you got to have something to work with. Or you're going to have problems. We've seen a lot of quarterbacks come in the league, and they're good. And they get beat the hell up, and they never win anything.
Totally.
Nobody, they don't build the right people around them.
I'm curious with that dude. There's a dude that's been here all week. Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan. Does, yeah. I think it's their morning show. He's been wearing this, like, Kansas City captain's hat all week. I wonder what they say about the Brady-Mahomes debate.
They probably already think it's better than Montana finished up in Kansas City, did he not?
He did finish in Kansas City. How you doing, brother? I'm JP.
I'm Bob. Nice to
Bob,
meet you.
What up, Bob?
How you doing, Brian, man?
Brian, good to meet you, man.
So I got to say, your hat has been impressive all week.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes.
How do you describe that hat?
It is a Chiefs captain's hat.
Yeah.
You know, like you're driving a boat, you know. Kind of. So the story goes, my friend and I, like, we've been friends since the day we met in college.
So 96.5 The Fan, you do the morning show.
I do, the morning show 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. My friend and I, we're idiots, you know. Like, we're just, like I'll just read you, like, some of the text message he sends me over the last, you know, couple days. It's just dumb stuff that guys do, right?
Yeah,
we're both
dude.
Married. We're 47 years old, got kids, dealing with life. And, you know, he just does the stupid stuff. Like, how many sugar packets do you put in your chocolate pudding for maximum effect? Like, those are the kind of stuff we trade back and forth, just whatever randomly comes to mind. And one day he sends me a picture of this hat. He goes, I'm buying two. We're each wearing them for the Chiefs season. This was a year ago. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll wear it every once in a while. And I was packing for the Super Bowl. I saw, like, I'm throwing that in the bag, man. Let's go. Let's bring the captain's hat down.
You look great.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, the owner loved it. Clark Hunt's like, if we win on Sunday, I'm taking your hat and I'm wearing it. Mark Donovan, team president, is like, that's a pretty wild hat. I'm like, yeah, it is, you know?
So I wanted to ask you this, because Brian and I, we are – B's a Super Bowl winner with the Skins. Jaden has changed our conversation in D.C., obviously. Now, he's not in the conversation that you're having yet, right? But it seems like he could be on a trajectory of real things. But we're having this debate. You may already have him ahead. I don't know. I don't want to speak for you. But, like, if they win this weekend, mm-hmm. if they first ever Super Bowl era team to three-peat, where do you have Pat in the all-time conversation?
Well, I do have a captain's hat on with a Chiefs logo. And I, you know.
that may be why we wanted to talk to you.
But here's the thing on this one, and I've said this all week, and I get pushback from just about everybody. Mahomes wins on Sunday. He's the greatest of all time. He would have done something that nobody else in this sport has done.
Yeah.
And for me, that's the separator that you have. Like, Tom Brady couldn't do it. Joe Montana couldn't do it. Terry Bradshaw couldn't do it. All these other guys that came before, first of all, never went to three in a row and never won three in a row.
Didn't the Pats go to three in a row and they lost the middle one to
the
Eagles?
I don't remember that. Did they win, lose, win?
I think they beat the Falcons, lost to the Eagles, beat the Rams.
Okay, but like in a three-peat, you know, extent, you know, where you're going for that third one in a row to win.
Yeah.
So I do. I think
kind of get the – Triple Crown in horse racing. If you right. lose the second one, it's over.
It's over. Right, yeah, like, yeah exactly.
You got to
yeah.
move to the next
You got to move on to the next one. And
the Preakness always gets you.
It does, right? So I just think, like, I feel like you're doing something that nobody else has done before. And I know there's been a lot of pushback because there's a lot of Brady fans still out there. And I get all that. And I'm respectful, obviously, of what Tom has done. But somebody shared with me the other day, they go, do you consider Bill Russell the greatest basketball player of all time? I'm like, no. Well, he had 7 rings, you know, or 8 rings, 11. Or whatever, 11 rings, whatever he had. But, like, you never really mention him. It's LeBron and Michael. It's Kobe. It's Shaq. Like, those are
Big
the guys.
Big men never
you know?
Get respect in those
true.
Conversations
right.
in hoops.
And it also happened, you know, generations ago where probably none of us were even alive when Bill Russell was playing. That doesn't matter. But my thing is, like, you're doing something that nobody has ever done, and it's always been something that everybody's striving for, right?
Yeah.
And Mahomes could do this on Sunday. Like, for me, yeah, he becomes the best of all time.
So – he might, man. I remember,
what do you guys think? I mean, am I an idiot? I know I got the hat on.
Listen, I'm trying to explain where
he played for Andy.
If he
yeah.
wins,
so he has
if he were to win, you won 4-3 in a row. You've been to 5 in 7 years as a starter.
Yeah.
That percentage is very damn high.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about being in the Super Bowl almost 77% of the time.
So here's one for you. Patrick Mahomes has a better chance of winning the Super Bowl like 71.4% of the time that he's been in the NFL. That's higher than his completion percentage in NFL history. His percentage of going to the Super Bowl is higher than his completion percentage.
I saw this stat. I hope I'm not butchering this, but I think this is going to blow your mind. George Karloftis. Mm-hmm. Good pass rusher.
Yeah.
I don't mean to offend you and your hat. I don't think Karloftis is a Hall of Fame type
oh,
player.
Oh, hell no. Not now, no, yeah.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
He's a good player. He reminds me a lot of Kerrigan, honestly. Is he a
yeah.
Purdue guy, too?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
And so maybe that's unfair. I'm just comparing white dudes who went to Purdue, but
right.
whatever.
Well, how many Purdues are in the NFL? I mean, right. you know, like Len Dawson, Drew Brees, you know, those two.
We refer to them as Purdue.
Purdue, yeah.
Karloftis has more playoff sacks than Lawrence Taylor. Already.
Because he's always in it.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like to me, that's a Mahomes stat or an Andy Reid stat, however you want to look at
right.
it. My thing with Mahomes, as directly as it compares to Brady, is like I'm not in a hurry to decide because he's in his 7th or 8th year, whatever
yeah.
it is.
It's, and that's like, nuts.
Who knows where this ends? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that, to me, is what is so mind-boggling.
Yeah.
How old is Pat?
29. Right? It's crazy. But what he's accomplished by 29 is even better than what Tom Brady was able to accomplish at 29. Like, clearly, this is the early stages of his career. The book is just being written.
Well,
but it's already a bestseller.
Gap.
And he had that 10-year gap where
and
he didn't win one.
Yeah. I think early Brady versus what he was late, Mahomes has always been the dude.
Yep.
He's always been the driver of that Chiefs engine.
Yes.
Right? Whereas Brady was certainly not along for the ride, but, like, that defense was so good. Belichick was so – there were so many factors there.
Yeah.
What is your – we just did your QB Mount Rushmore, if you want to do it. And
yeah.
I think Mahomes is obviously already there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Brady's obviously there. To me, Montana's there.
Right.
The fourth spot is kind of the debatable one. I'm curious where you land on that.
It's those three and – I don't know who that fourth one would be.
We're
know?
Kind of between Elway and Peyton.
Elway could be, yeah, I would say Elway
you
probably.
Hate Elway,
I do, yeah. I mean, I think you have to, but I mean, how good was John Elway, right? I mean, you got to put him up on that list. Peyton, I'll be honest with you, kind of leaves you wanting more. Like, I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about Tony Dungy. I'm not a huge fan because he attacks Taylor Swift, and I don't like that. Peyton Manning deserved better than what he had those years in Indianapolis. He only had that one championship, and then went to Denver and won mm-hmm. that other one. So I feel like he leaves you
how
wanting
much of that
more.
Lands on Peyton, though?
I don't know.
He didn't.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm curious if Lamar and Josh Allen are on, like, a Peyton track.
Maybe. And that's
they keep
the other
running
thing.
Into Mahomes and Peyton kept running into Brady.
Like Patrick Mahomes is not only winning Super Bowls, he's preventing some of these other great quarterbacks that we have right now from even having an opportunity to win a
yeah,
Super Bowl.
Totally,
dude. He's putting Allen and Mahomes into Barkley and Malone territory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He really is. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's wild, man. Yo, thank you for. I know we just grabbed.
It's fine, man. That's what Radio Row's all about, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. Man. You guys got it, man.
Appreciate
thank you,
man. What a cool scene for Mahomes to go for a three-peat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I should have asked him this. One thing I've now interacted with Mahomes. I had like one real non-media conversation with him years back at Augusta, and he couldn't have been nicer and cooler. And I was just some dude at Augusta, and he was cool about it.
Yeah, he's cool,
like,
dude.
Down to earth, dude, for his level of success.
Yeah.
All right, we got Sticky Icky Ricky Williams joining us at noon. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. It's Super Bowl 59 week, and there's no better way to make every play more exciting than with FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel makes it easy to place your bets and feel the thrill of every moment. Here's some of the fun bets in the app right now. How about either quarterback to catch a pass? Saquon to record 25-plus rushing yards in each quarter. A big man touchdown. Any offensive lineman to score a TD? I still wonder why they don't say defensive lineman as well. And how about Jalen Hurts to score an octopus? Just place a $5 bet, and if you win, you'll get $200 in bonus bets. Download the app or head to FanDuel.com/Brian and bet with FanDuel, official partner of Super Bowl 59. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. Has to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley live, Media Row, New Orleans, Louisiana. Fired up, man. One of our favorite guests good dude in this crazy industry we're in, Trevor Sycamo joining us now, sitting at the table. We just found out, breaking news on the Fan, Tampa Bay Trey now lives in Charlotte. So I'm just saying, I don't want to out you, dude.
How are we going to have to mix this name up now? Yeah.
There's a lot of Bucks fans that, since I don't cover the Bucks specifically anymore, I cover it from more of a national perspective. There have been times when I haven't picked the Bucks to win certain games.
Oh, they're coming at you?
And they come at me. They're like, change the handle. You don't get Tampa out of the handle. I'm like, nah, that's the roots, man.
Tampa don't mean I'm going to choose you every time.
Yeah.
That's right.
That wouldn't be really doing the job.
If you're a good analyst, doesn't mean you're picking them every time.
That's true.
Who'd you pick in that wild card game, though, when Washington came down there?
I did pick Tampa in the wild card game. You know, I thought that it was going to be – I was excited for that one, though. I mean, like, I was telling people the whole lead up to it. People were like, oh, well, they already beat Jaden once this season. It's like, all right, Jaden's a much different quarterback and a much better quarterback than when they faced off in week one. So it was going to be a hell of a game, and it was. I mean, that was a game where the offenses, it felt like, couldn't be stopped, and it was more of the same for Jaden. And, man, what a run that the Commanders went on getting to the NFC Championship game. And to be honest with you, I was bummed out. And I know Eagles fans won't like hearing this, but, like, I was bummed out watching that game simply because
they were right there.
I know the Eagles didn't get the best of the Commanders with all the turnovers they had and all the miscues and lack of discipline and things. It wasn't the best version of the Commanders. And I felt as though best version of the Commanders versus even the best version of this great Eagles team, you're going down to the wire. It's anybody's game at the end.
Best version of the Commanders was that Detroit game, and they were
totally
a freight train.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By a long mile.
B played this game at the highest levels, and what he always says is, all turnovers matter, but when they happen matters more. And unfortunately, the Eckler,
like Baker's tournament. I mean, his turnover.
Yeah,
dude.
Right.
You're going in, and did he explain what happened? Because it looked like it just came out.
No, it was. I think the one he was. You know,
I don't think anybody even touched it
as a quarterback.
I think he was late to try to get to that reverse handle.
Yeah,
and then
it was already coming out of his hands.
I think the snap was a little. I don't know.
He, you know. As every good quarterback should, he was taking all the blame. And so you don't know if he's not really explaining exactly, like, okay, the snap was a little early, the timing was a little bit off. He just said, he basically was like, hey, you know what, it's execution, the ball's coming to my hands first, I got to handle it. And so he did what you wanted him to do, but it's unfortunate, man. It's just like a little split-second thing that, in an offensive game, that it felt like nobody could stop the other one, those long drives, long points. I mean, Baker, you look at that game, Baker played really well. Yeah. He basically had that one fumble, and that was it. The rest of the time that he touched the field, it was almost reminiscent of like the Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes game a couple of years ago that went to overtime. It was like Josh played unbelievable. Yep. He doesn't even get the ball in overtime, and boom, that's it. Yeah. Season's over.
4:41 on the clock, and Jaden's like, we're not giving him the ball back.
And that,
Terry gave them a speech in the huddle, was like, yo, we're not giving him the ball back.
I love it. I love it, man.
Your boots on the ground, you're locked in with lots of organizations, but can you walk me through the Liam Cohen thing? Just what the hell happened there?
It's funny because if somebody turned off Twitter for like 3 days.
Like Brian?
Right. You know, if we were all doing what Brian was supposed to, and like we'd all probably be better off if we did that, right? So if you would have done that and somebody came back and then went, hey, Liam Cohen went to the Jags as a head coach. You didn't know anything about how it happened. You go, oh, yeah, makes sense, of course. Like, great years as an offensive coordinator, up-and-coming guy, great offensive mind, goes to the Jags, Trevor Lawrence, makes total sense. So the end result is actually kind of what we all thought was going to happen in the end anyways. And I think it was shining a light or peeling back the curtain of people say, hey, football's a business. It was football's a business.
Sure.
And Liam and his camp took every ounce of negotiating leverage that they could find and took it into what manifested into him taking the head coach job. Because I think there were plenty of chances where
nobody wants to work with Balky.
The timing,
took them so long to let him go.
That's the thing is the timing of it was so weird because it's like, okay, did you think that Liam was joking when he probably went in there and said, no, I'm not working with Balky as my general manager? Because that's what it felt like. He goes and interviews with him, and then he leaves. And then 24 hours later, they fired Trent Balky.
Right.
Like, you could have handled this whole conversation when he was there, and all of this could have been a lot cleaner. But I think that the Buccaneers, unfortunately, got strung along because it was the Jags ownership and Liam Cohen playing a game of chicken. And nobody wanted to blink, and eventually the Jags found themselves in a situation where they went, okay, if we don't blink here, we're going to be left with a head coach that we don't want. And so they're the ones who obviously
they
caved.
Had the same thing with Byron Leftwich just
a couple years ago.
Right, right. Yeah.
If you're watching us on the stream at youtube.com/1067thefan, that is the cluster buster, Chris Kinnard. I don't know that everybody's ever seen his physical photo. We're joined by Trevor Sigma, Pro Football Focus. The Cohen thing, you're totally right, dude. Like, if you had gone out of the country and came back, you're like, oh, Cohen got that job. I don't know that I believe this. I thought Canales really turned around the Panthers late in the year. I think Bryce Young, you've given me so much of a hard time. I love Bryce Young coming out. Mm-hmm. I thought I had never seen a college passer better at anticipatory throws than him. Clearly, it was broken, but what he showed the last 6 weeks was really good. I do wonder, though, Canales gets the head job, Cohen gets the head job. Like, at some point, maybe just Baker and Mike Evans are really good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, right, right. No, I mean, there's something to it, and I don't even know the number now. It's like 8 offensive coordinators in like the last 9 years, or like 7 in the last 8 years for Baker. Like going even, I think, all the way back to college, and it's wild that he's had this much inconsistency with who his offensive coordinators have been. And yet, his tenure in Cleveland didn't work out the way that you wanted it to, but he had a couple of good years in Cleveland, right? I mean, like, he had that one great game where he comes basically like
the Steelers in the playoffs.
Right. Yeah. He comes off that one. He goes to Carolina, and then he goes to Los Angeles, and he basically, like, getting off the plane in Los Angeles and ends up having a great game. Then he goes to Tampa, and he looks like the best version of himself.
I bet the Rams heavy in that game. They were a home dog, baby.
Good on you. That's good on you. Never doubt Baker when he's got a chip on his shoulder, because he'll surprise you. But, yeah, I mean, he's just – I think he is proving to be one of the top 15 quarterbacks in this league, if nothing else, but because you can throw a lot at this guy, and it's a lot of circumstances that a lot of other guys probably wouldn't succeed in, and he finds a way to do it.
There's so much – B and I always joke about how, like, people try to complicate football, right? And at its core, it's about winning at the line of scrimmage and then having a quarterback that can play.
That's it.
And Baker's one of those. How blown away were you by Jaden Daniels this year?
Just, dude, I'll tell you a story. I can't remember if I told this on your airwaves yet or not. But so I had Jaden ranked 21st on my board last year. I had him QB3. All right. And when I looked at Jaden,
Caleb and Drake
ahead of him. And when I watched Jaden in his Heisman Trophy year, I said, okay, I'm not taking anything away from him. Incredible year. He deserved to win the Heisman. But when you talk about a pro projection, he's skinny as hell. Right. I'm worried about him taking all sorts of crazy hits. And yeah, Brian Thomas Jr. and Malik Nabers throw the ball too. Of course he racked up all those yards. We're seeing what these guys are like in the NFL in their rookie seasons. They were like that when they were at LSU. And I go, man, can Jaden get back to that level? Maybe, but it might take a special spot, and it might take a couple of years for us to see that. So he gets drafted to Washington. I go, you know what? Pretty good spot. Him, Cliff Kingsbury, this could be a lot of fun. It was a preseason game that they played against the Miami Dolphins where he doesn't even play very much. He might have played like 1 or 2 drives. He hits a comeback throw, which is kind of like, when you watch it, it's sort of like a nothing throw. You know, it was 9 yards, didn't really get anything. But he threw that comeback throw, and when you think about a comeback throw as a rookie quarterback, the timing and the ball placement have to be everything.
Sure.
And you are working
outside shoulder, all of it.
And you are working with wide receivers that are still new to you, right? And if you miss throwing that football, especially if you miss inside, pick six the other way.
Right.
And you don't want, I mean,
confidence, it requires all of it.
It requires so much confidence to hit that throw. And a lot of times that takes years of experience to get to that point at the NFL level. He hit this comeback throw against Miami in the preseason game, and I went, oh, okay. We might have something here with this guy. And I was like, it's small, but I'm very excited to watch him. In Tampa, obviously, they lose that first game, but he looked good. Then in week 3 against the Bengals, he goes nuclear. Yeah. And you just
throw to Terry, that touchdown. And
the thing that is so difficult to evaluate, because it's impossible to evaluate, is how much confidence is translatable from college to the NFL level. And for Jaden Daniels, it was one of one, 100%.
Yeah.
He hit the ground confidently, so confidently at the NFL level. That's how you saw his talent hit that ceiling immediately. So if you ask me how impressed I am with Jaden, Jaden didn't show me any different arm talent. He didn't show me any different rushing ability. He didn't show me anything that he didn't really show at LSU already. But the impressed part is the confidence in which he played with, to where you not only saw LSU version of Jaden Daniels this past year, you saw better. Yep. He was better his rookie season in the NFL than he was his Heisman Trophy winning season the year before. And that is incredible for him.
And that's wild. That's what they used to look at. They would have a quarterback drop back on the far hash and throw the comeback route on the far sideline.
Right.
And because they could tell, like you said, confidence, timing. If that play is late, it goes the other direction.
Well, six.
What's wild about that is I think a lot of fans are so misguided in their understanding of arm strength. They think it's about the deep ball. Everybody that makes it to pro football can throw the deep ball.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the speed with which you can get it to the edge.
Yeah.
And I love Taylor Heinicke as a human. Awesome dude. That's where Heinicke can never separate.
That,
like if you think about all the fourth downs, they had to run those boots because he couldn't get you. It's fourth and two. You're going to run a 5 yard out, and he just couldn't do it.
Joe Montana. Joe Montana arm wasn't the strongest.
Right.
He just threw the ball way before anybody else would because he made his decision, let it go.
Yep.
You got to. I mean, the mindset that requires. You do a million things for Pro Football Focus. One of the things you do great is draft stuff. This edge rushing class,
mm-hmm.
I know the D-tackles are outrageous, specifically on the edge. What do you think a Jack Sawyer at 29, Ohio State kid?
That would be a good pick for them. It really would, because this is somebody who I look at what he has been over the last 2 years at Ohio State, and I'll be fully transparent. He is kind of that like fringe late first, probably more comfortable as a second round pick type of a player. But
the dog in him though might get him into the first.
And you love the way he's built, right? You're never going to question. Okay, is this guy? Does this guy have the size, the strength, mm-hmm. the durability to play at the NFL level? You're going to get that from him. I love about his background because he's listed about 6'5", 265 pounds. So you're built like a 4'3", hand in the dirt defensive end, like Dan Quinn wants to play on that front. But he's got a little bit of an off-ball linebacker background as well. 2 years ago, he was playing as more of sort of a roaming Jack linebacker position. I guess full pun intended with his name actually being Jack. He was playing more of this sort of like off-ball roaming outside linebacker position. And then the last 2 years, he's played more of a full-time edge role because he's gotten a little bit bigger, gotten a little bit stronger. But he's got that versatility to him. He's not the twitchiest guy in the world, but he's got a pretty good pass rush bag. You love the bull rush and kind of the baseline, the strength that he's able to play with. And so for Washington, I think some Commanders fans might look at this and go like, well, all right, he's not, you know, Abdul Carter or something like that. And it's like, of course he's not. You're picking him at 29.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that he would be a damn good football player for them. And I think that as you continue to build out this edge rush room, if Jack Sawyer's your edge one, I think that that's solid for you. But if he's your edge two and you ever have an opportunity to get a great edge rusher above him, then you feel pretty good about the duo that you have in the defensive line. So you want this piece no matter what. I think people just sometimes get disappointed if you draft that one first. But I think that they'll need a guy like this no matter what over the next couple of years.
You know, maybe a guy like Myles Garrett shows up. So
you know?
We got to let you go. I know you're a busy fella. Simple question. Might be a hard answer. How long until Jaden Daniels is in a Super Bowl?
I mean,
they're in NFC title.
So here's the thing. To answer that question, it's more than just Jaden, right?
Sure.
It's about team building, but it's hard to not see what the Commanders did this year and not absolutely want to go all in on their process. Mm-hmm. New ownership, new general manager, new head coach, new quarterback, and boom, look at this team. They're in the NFC Championship. Now, it's like Dan Campbell has said. It's harder to even get back, let alone get to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
Because next year, guess what? Commanders got a target on their back. But I love the guy in Dan Quinn that they have to orchestrate and navigate them through a lot of that adversity and that pressure and things like that. Rex Ryan, you know, there's that clip from Hard Knocks from so many years ago when he was a head coach of the Jets, and he's like, oh, you know, oh, people say, oh, we're under the radar, oh, we like that. And he's like, no, F that. He's like, the best place to be is when you got expectations on your back and then you can achieve them and you can be that type of a team. And I think you got to have that type of mentality. But I think even the guys that they brought in last year, those are the types of guys that have that mentality to want to be the hunted and also be the hunter at the same time. So for Jaden, it's just to me more of The sophomore year is going to be really important because we see with quarterbacks all the time, the sophomore slump. And then it sort of becomes, one, do you have it? And two, how quickly can you bounce back from it, right? We saw that with C.J. Stroud, right?
Right.
We were ready to anoint C.J. Stroud as, you know, the next great quarterback in the NFL, and it's a little bit of a step back this year. So I'm curious to see what Jaden is like next year. But to sort of, like, answer your question, I don't know when a Super Bowl is going to come, but I don't know how you have a tier list of quarterbacks in this league. And he's not tier one yet. But I don't know how you have
close.
I don't know how you have him any lower than tier two, right?
Sure.
He is in that tier two conversation, and some people are like, I tweeted at the end of the season. Well, when he beat the Bucs, I was like, this is already a top eight quarterback in the NFL,
Wow. And
it's just a matter of can he be consistent, and then can he grow a little bit more even to get in that tier one. So anytime you have that type of quarterback, I don't know if it's next year, I don't know if it's the year after, the team and the surrounding elements have to sort of deal with that. But when you got a guy who gives you the ability to do it, the Commanders' winning window, it's already open.
Sure.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Trev, we always appreciate you coming on, man. It's good to see you in person.
Yeah.
Thank you for making time, bro.
I appreciate it, guys.
We'll know when the name change.
Charlotte Trey.
It didn't roll off the tongue this much, you know? It's Tampa Bay Trey forever.
Yo, Kevin Carberry, coaches O-line down there.
Yes.
Awesome dude.
Okay.
Awesome coach. Awesome dude. If you ever get to talk to him.
All right. If I do, got to get Hatrick's Wings with him.
Yeah, you go.
You know Hatrick's Wings.
Hell yeah. Ricky Williams joins us at noon. B. Mitch Finley, our boy A.J. Francis is here trying to make fun of B. Mitch. Yo, you should – hold on. Let's see if we can get – yo, Bare Knuckle.
Oh, yeah, that's my girl, Summer.
Can he hold this thing live on air? So I held this belt earlier today.
I heard he was over there.
This is the Bare Knuckle belt. Can let B hold it real quick. We're on air for like 40 seconds here. Oh, how heavy is that joint,
that's
dude?
Heavy,
it's crazy.
That is heavy.
Show the stream, B. Show the stream.
There we go right there. This is not light.
Yo.
And if you wear it all day, you're in trouble.
I held that.
That's a leg workout.
That thing about killed me, man. We are very excited. In just moments, we will be joined by Ricky Williams, Heisman Trophy winner, University of Texas, Miami Dolphins, the whole nine yards. Ricky Williams.
Saints
on the program next.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.